Five Senses Intuitive Development Guided Meditation by Maya Zahira. One of the best ways to enhance your intuition is to get more in touch with your five senses. Remember, your intuition is directly related to your physical senses: sight, hearing, smell, taste, and touch. Your psychic senses being directly connected with these: psychic sight, psychic hearing, psychic smell, psychic taste, and psychic touch. Strengthening your intuition is actually about paying closer attention to your senses. Paying closer attention and noticing the information that is trying to come through. It is important to note that most people are strongest in just one of these areas. So don't beat yourself up for not being strong in all of the areas. There are some who actually are naturally strong in all of the psychic senses. However, most people are strongest in just one or two. Acknowledge your area of strength and recognize that that is the most likely way that intuitive information is going to come through for you, at least to start with. Becoming more attuned to all of your physical senses will also help strengthen all of your psychic senses. So now, let's get started on a guided meditation. I'm going to talk you through a guided experience in which you imagine many experiences with your different senses. And in doing this meditation, you will develop your intuitive skills, of course. You can also choose to notice all of your senses in your everyday waking life. So as you're eating a meal, notice the tastes and textures. When you're standing outside, notice the smells, notice the air on your skin, notice the sights, notice the feelings. Every different possible environment that you can be in, notice all of your sensations. And as you do so, you will be getting more attuned with your intuitive abilities as well. Many people are really out of touch with their physical body and their senses. So a lot of information, a lot of psychic information that's trying to come through, it goes unnoticed. And now your conscious practice will be to notice more. Notice even the subtle little things. The subtle sound in your head, the subtle change of the taste in your mouth, the subtle frequency that you hear in your ear, or the sound, or the word that you hear. It's usually very subtle. So now, let's strengthen those awareness muscles by doing a sensory guided meditation. I want to make sure that you are in an environment where you're comfortable and safe to be able to go into a light, meditative, relaxed state. So if you happen to be driving or operating machinery, then turn off this recording and finish it later. If you are in bed, you can certainly listen to this meditation. And even if you do fall asleep during the meditation, you'll still receive benefits. So, the ideal position would be to sit up straight in a chair, or you can lie back and recline and get comfortable. Make sure that you're in a quiet environment. And I'd like for you to take three nice deep breaths. Just breathing nice and slow. As you breathe, you feel yourself relax more and more. And with each exhale, your body relaxes more. With each exhale, the tension releases from your body. As you inhale, you bring more oxygen into your body and into your mind. All excess information gently leaves your mind, and you can easily access the information that you need because your mind is clear. With every breath, your body becomes more centered and grounded. Your senses are more awake. And as you breathe, you go even deeper. As you relax more, you know that you are safe and completely in control of this experience for yourself, and that you will easily be able to come to full awareness if there is ever any real emergency. So knowing that, you know that you can relax even more into this meditative state. Take a really deep breath. And then as you exhale, you suddenly see and feel yourself transport to a clearing in the woods. You're standing on the grass. You feel the sensation of the grass on your feet because you're barefoot. And the grass and the dirt, it's cool. And you look up and you see that it's a sunny day and the sun is warm. You can decide what season it is, if it's a sunny day in fall, or spring, or summer. Since we're outside barefooted, it's probably not winter. I want you to walk around and notice the sound that your feet make as you walk through the grass. You might even crunch through some leaves or some other plants. So you really get quiet and you listen for the sounds around you. You notice any animal sounds? Any birds? Any insects? Perhaps there are also plants that are making sounds. You might hear the breeze rustling the leaves on the trees. I want you to take a really big sniff, a big inhale, and notice the complex smell of this clearing that you're in. It might be a mixture of dirt and plant life, and who knows what else. Ah, you look down and a few feet away, you see some flowers. First, notice what color they are. They might be actual flowers that exist on the earth, or they might be something totally created by your imagination. So you may or may not know the name of these flowers. Visually notice the texture of the petals and the stem. And now I invite you to kneel down onto the ground and ever so gently with your hand touch the petals of the flower and notice how those petals feel. Ever so gently touch the stem of the flower. Notice how the stem feels. If there are any leaves, you can touch those and see how they feel. And now lean down even further and stick your nose close to the flower and take a deep inhale. Really noticing the smell, the fragrance of the flower. If there are any other flowers there, you can sniff those as well. And now, while you're sitting on your knees, you look up and you see some trees at the edge of the clearing. And you see that some of those trees have fruit hanging down. It could be apples, could be pears, could be oranges. Any kind of fruit, it's your choice. And so you gently get up off of your knees and you stand up and you walk towards the tree and you reach up and you pick the perfect piece of fruit and you pull it off with gratitude in your heart. And you hold that piece of fruit and you sniff it. And then take a big bite out of that fruit. And you chew it slowly, savoring the flavor and also noticing the feeling, the texture of that fruit in your mouth and noticing if it's dry or if it's juicy, if it's crunchy or if it's mealy. And as you continue to hold that fruit and you finish chewing, you reach out and you touch the bark of that tree. You notice the texture. And now I want you to walk to the center of the clearing. Just take a moment. And before we leave this clearing, I want you to take a look around and observe and notice if there's anything else that you would like to observe with your senses. And if so, I want you to take note of it right now. Notice it with your senses, taking it in. And now, as we finish our sensory experience, I invite you to send gratitude and a big thank you to everything in this clearing for allowing you to have this experience. And just know that you can return anytime to this clearing, or you can create your own visualization anytime you wish with a nature location or any type of location whatsoever. You still have your piece of fruit in your hand, and you know that you can bring it back with you and finish it later. So you take a nice deep breath, and we'll take three nice deep breaths, And with every exhale, your consciousness is becoming more aware and more present in your physical body in the here and now. Continuing to breathe. And now take a big deep breath in through your nose and blow out forcefully. And now roll your shoulders gently and wiggle your toes. Gently stretch your neck. When you're ready, you can slowly open your eyes. Feel your feet on the ground and know that you're fully back into your body, fully present, fully grounded, centered, and fully ready to take this new awareness of your senses into your everyday life. Taking this deeper awareness, this keen attention to your senses, you bring that more fully back into your everyday waking life. And so it is.